Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Megan, if you're watching, it's going to take about 45 minutes to get through this recap. So just so you know, I hope you're all set. It's The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 11, Episode 11, The Moral Minority, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome back to the AfterBuzz TV Real Housewives of Orange County panel. And we're ready to talk about tonight's juicy-filled episode. Way too many notes to go through and a lot of opinions here at the table. Let's get started. I'm your host, Grant Rutter.
Hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports.
What's up, everybody? I'm Thomas Rulina. Get to know me at Thomas Rulina on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I'm Blake V, and I'm so happy to be back with my panel tonight. So excited. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
Nice.
All right. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on all this, girl. Oh. We missed you.
Oh, girl, I have many.
Well, let's talk. Let's dish about these ladies. So the huge accident happened. Everyone's still reeling from this. Tamara opens up. She's making her exit from the ER. Vicky is in stable condition. And Tamara has all that. She feels so responsible. She's very upset. Blake, just share your initial opinions on the accident, what you thought when you watched it.
Okay, so it was definitely bad. It was a bad accident. Heather and Kelly were not wrong when they were explaining the story, the severity of the accident. It was really bad, and it had me really nervous. And the fact that Vicky had to get airlifted out, I mean, that's really serious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing that happened afterwards, this whole mess that happened afterwards of Heather and Kelly relaying the story to Shannon and Megan was like ridiculous to me, and I have so many thoughts. Like, I guess I'll go down the line with you. I'll let you take me there, because sure. I could just go all out right now. Yeah. But yeah, I feel strongly against Megan and Shannon. I think their actions were really not good, especially Megan. I'm like team anti-Megan this episode.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about things with Megan and Shannon. So we have this whole scene of them playing golf, and later we learned that Shannon feels like she's depressed. I mean, not Shannon, Megan feels like she's depressed, but she didn't look too, you know, down in this episode with playing golf and then waiting to the 11th hour to let Shannon know, like, by the way, there was an accident. I don't know if you know of anything, but yeah, our friends that were on the show with, yeah, two of them were in the hospital, like, you know, what do you, like, talk about burying the lead.
Yeah, her delivery of the information was very segmented and very suspicious. Like, she waited hours to even tell her that there was an accident.
That was crazy.
So crazy. And she waited till they were later that night at dinner to even show the picture that was sent. Like, wouldn't that also be part of the package that you explain when Shannon first arrived? You'd be like, oh, I just got this news from the girls. They were in an accident. Vicky was airlifted. They sent me this picture. Right? Like, that's the whole thing?
Yeah. Yes, and I have a theory here. I think that Megan wanted this day, this scene, Shannon and David arriving, to be about her pregnancy announcement.
Yeah.
That's and true. Probably that's what a lot of the conversation was up until the time when she finally told Shannon what was going on. I realize that that makes Megan sound not very good, but I just don't really see another reason.
I completely agree.
Right. Well,
sorry, Megs.
And you're so right, because when Shannon and David first arrived, that was the first news that she shared, was her non-existent baby bump. Baby bump.
Yeah.
So, yes, she definitely wanted, that was on the top, you know, of her list. Mm-hmm. That was highest priority to get that, you know, get that story going first. Mm-hmm. And it took just a very long time to even relay the information of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think part of it was maybe that Jimmy was annoyed too with the whole thing, and she didn't want to press it. She didn't want to keep talking about it, because we know he's not all up about getting in the drama.
Yeah.
Right. And he wasn't going to go, so I felt like for her, she definitely was going to relay that information that fast either. So I completely agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, of course, classic Shannon fashion. Her reaction was, "Are you kidding me? I'm speechless." Like, she couldn't handle the news. But Heather calls right on cue in the same scene, and she calls Shannon. She's like, "Hey, you know, you guys aren't going to the hospital. Like, you know, we're not going to go either." And so Shannon and Megan, they don't know. They basically question, "What does Heather expect us to do?" And, of course, we go back to how hurt both of them, mainly Shannon, was with what happened last year with the cancer scare. And so I was not surprised that Shannon was not going to be jumping in the car to go see Vicky.
Yeah, and I felt like a lot of the women needed somebody to point their finger at. And with Megan, I felt like she was just the chosen one from the whole entire thing. Because Shannon, you can tell that they've had issues in the past with Vicky. So they weren't, I don't think anybody was really expecting Shannon to go. Because it had been such a deep-rooted issue.
Mm-hmm. I was a little bit surprised that Shannon didn't go. I mean, really? Of course, they both should. There's the should factor. But I just thought that Shannon was that kind of, not even a friend, but that kind of former friend. A caring, motherly type who, you know what, it doesn't matter what's gone down. If you've been airlifted to the hospital and I'm close, I'm coming to see you. So I'm disappointed in her just because I really would have expected more.
Funnily enough, I don't get that vibe from her.
No.
Her actions to me are very straight down her path. That's down the Shannon path to me.
I wasn't surprised that she didn't go.
Yeah. Megan, however, on the other hand, I was very surprised with because days before, she took time out of her schedule to go visit Vicky at the Merv Griffin estate and bring her little gift or do whatever she was trying to do there. That, to me, seemed like a very friendly action. And she could have just said, "Oh, no, Vicky, sorry, I'm busy. I'm with my husband and I can't be bothered by you." But she wasn't. She went and she even had words with Vicky and they were like, "Okay, we're good. We're good now." So clearly the rest of the ladies knew this. And of course, Heather would think, "Oh, well, I'll tell Megan what happened. Surely Megan will care to at least follow up with Vicky because they're back to being friends now." And for Megan to just like completely do an about face and be like, "Oh no, we're not I'm not friends with Vicky," was so unusual.
I think it was her husband that kind of like made her decision for her.
Well, yeah, but I don't think Megan at this point, even after going to the Merv Griffin estate, would classify her relationship with Vicky as friendship, though. I think maybe Vicky thinks the relationship is in better shape than it actually is. I think that Megan said it like a couple weeks ago, like, "We just kind of will say hi, we kind of tolerate each other." So I can understand why Megan is so like, "I'm not like, I get it. I don't think it's the right thing, but I can understand where she's coming from with not wanting to go."
I kind of wonder if Shannon and Megan are kicking themselves in the tush now for not getting to have the whole dramatic, "Oh, yes, she did this to us, but we're still going to go see her in the hospital." Like, now that they see how bad it all looked, that could have made them look really good. And I feel like they probably acknowledge that they missed out on that.
Well, Megan really annoyed me when she was like, "Oh, it's 45 minutes for the both of us, so you just go." And I can't stand anything like that. I hate when it has to be that right.
Precise.
Yeah, you weren't feeling
that right. When they have to like look it up on their phone. Actually, you're close. Like, I have a friend who, someone argued with me, who lives closer to a specific location. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I like live right near it, but you know, and so stuff like that. So it's like, "Oh no, we gotta look it up." And I'm like, do we need to go that far? Like, I'm not really that much about facts with nonsense stuff, but we know Megan loves to do her research, even if it includes MapQuest.
Is MapQuest like getting paid to be part of this? I haven't heard MapQuest.
I know.
iPhone has the map. It's definitely not MapQuest
really
that we're going
on.
Hello, Google.
Well, you know, I think Megan's behavior was so surprising also because, I mean, in my opinion, I've got this image of her at, you know, the Merv Griffin estate with Vicky and all of that. But not only that for me kind of laid out her behavior, but the fact that she went and visited Vicky afterwards.
Yeah.
And her whole demeanor was like,
"Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm emotional, Vicky. I'm so sorry. I'm so sad," and all of this. And I was, that was shocking to me that she would just completely switch her whole mindset on the situation was just completely the opposite.
Yeah, because she was so firm throughout the whole episode. She's like, "We're not friends." And then for her to go, I think like she had a moment where she's like, "Okay, I'm going to look really bad on this season, so I need to go do damage control." And I don't know. I definitely agree with you.
Well, yes, we all had our eyebrows raised at this scene. And on that note, I would like to tell you all about Glossier, a New York City-based beauty brand that's getting tons of attention for their unique skin-first, makeup-second approach to beauty. Case in point, people on the internet are obsessed with their eye product. It's called Boy Brow, and it's brow pomade. They're saying it is a game changer, the best eyebrow product they have ever tried. This is why. No more complicated eyebrow kits or four-step brow routines. You will only need one product for thicker, fuller, more naturally groomed looking brows. Unlike gels or mascaras, Boy Brow's creamy wax formula gives you a soft, flexible hold. You will use it every single day to look more polished, even when you feel like you're not wearing anything else. You don't need to know how to do your brows to use Brow Boy Brow, pardon me, because it is super easy, simple. Brush your brows into shape using the tiny mascara-like brush. Comes in three subtle shades that work on everybody. You can get blonde, brown, or black. And get this, guys, it is only $16.
Nice.
But of course, you know we're working for you, babes. You can get 20% off your first purchase. Visit glossier.com. That's GLOSSIER.com. And use the promo code ROC to upgrade your beauty routine.
Nice.
That sounds amazing.
I know they actually sent us this product and I've been using it.
Yes.
It is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I always say that our other co-host Megan Stecker has the best brows in town, but I'm telling you, I'm giving her a run for her money. That's right.
Yeah, they look on fleek. I like them.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Glossier.
I don't know if I need fuller brows, though. I think mine are too big.
Well, you know, I think the fact that it's a pomade, so it keeps them in shape as well.
You can tame them.
Nice. Yes. They need a lot of attention. I did the what are they called?
Threading.
For the first time, I just was like, Brent, go in there, do it. And it's good, but it's not blasting. Like, I need to go and do it again.
Yeah.
But it was all right. I mean, I just said, like, go ahead. And I got through it. But it's better than wax. I feel like it's
safer. It's a lot better than the wax.
Women break out and all that. So, so check out Gloss. What was the website one more time?
GLOSSIER.com. And get 20% off with ROC.
Nice.
That's
well.
Right.
Let's talk about, we talked about Megan and we weren't too thrilled on the MapQuest search, but another thing I don't appreciate is a passive aggressive text. And so Heather sent a text, and I'm on Heather's side for the majority of this, but she sent the text, she said that was uncool. Now, if I get a text like that, I don't reply, I don't do it.
Not about it.
I don't do it. Like, I don't get into texts back and forth with people. It's too many, too many times have I, and I'm not doing it again. So so that was her kind of jab back. Then it was the actual time was 2 hours and 6 minutes, according to Kelly. And David was back on the golf course, and he just said that perhaps she should just call up Brooks and they're going to keep playing golf.
Oh, no.
Dude, that was such a blow, man. That was such so a sassy
moment
from a hubby.
Yeah, for sure.
Very sassy.
He's definitely not going to let that go.
He's learning from his fellow housewives.
Well, I mean, he's got some, like, real serious stake in this matter suddenly. It's strange to me. I don't know. Like, even going back to the party, Shannon's party, he kind of got into it with Vicky.
So heated.
Right? And now he's throwing these comments out on the golf course. It's, like, a little strange to me, I think.
I like it.
You would.
I'm okay, because it's just enough, you let people know where you stand, I like it.
I was standing by Heather up until the point that Megan reminded us that she did hang up the phone when she was getting a little frustrated and she called her immature. Mm-hmm. I can't stand when people hang up the phone on me, so I can kind of sense that she used that to her advantage and said, the reason why she couldn't communicate properly was because of that reason. So
And
I didn't like that.
Guys, this is the Heather Dubrow hanging up on people and sending sassy texts. Like, where did she come from?
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
I always try to make a rule never to hang up on people, because I've had that done to me and I do not react well to that.
Mm-mm.
But at the same time, when you're dealing with, in my own world, when you're dealing with stupid, or you're dealing with like something that is just not, so then you can't get through to someone and you're in a situation, like, it's like, all right, I literally can't even deal with the stupidity right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I get having to turn it off, because it's like, you're literally getting nowhere. They're not going anywhere. So
I don't mind a hang up.
Really?
Nah.
What?
I've been known to do some hanging up myself.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
If I receive a hang up, fine. I got other things to do.
She calls him back and hangs up on them.
I am not okay with it.
Boom.
Goodbye.
Yep. Well, Tamara returned to camp, and the first thing she asked was wine and pills. I'm like, the classic housewife cocktail. And perfect.
Hey, she had an excuse this time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll give it to her. She did.
She had the bulging discs that she had before, but now they were all, you know, bothered by the accident. And she's just such a wreck. She's playing the what-if game. Like, what if Heather died? And what if, you know, Vicky died on me? And, like, you know, so she's that survivor's remorse.
That's exactly what I would be doing.
100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt bad even for Tamara feeling bad, because I know that's exactly how I'd feel. I would just feel so terrible, like, bringing the other ladies down with me. I would feel like it was my doing, and I totally know how she feels.
And for that to even, like, you know, God forbid that didn't happen, but for that to play out on camera too, that would be something
horrible.
Else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad.
Yeah, now people all around the town are talking about it, allegedly. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
we'll get there.
Shannon and Megan are back sitting around having yet another drink. I mean, these two have just hung out all weekend together. And they were saying that when Megan was on the phone with Kelly and Heather initially, Shannon reported that they were laughing and having beer and, like, hanging out. And then they had the flashback. And it wasn't the scene that she was painting. Heather was very serious on the phone, and she was more mocking Kelly for, like, why are you drinking right now? Like, this is serious in such a situation. So I think the tapes really help Heather's case, because I don't think Heather was being very theatrical and over the top. I think that's her way, and I think she was reporting a very serious accident.
I think we're seeing a lot of, like, what we go through on a daily basis if we're in a situation like this. If you're not there, you don't know what happened. So I think it's, like, miscommunication. You know, they had no idea. I really don't think they thought it was this bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and the way that Heather was describing it, I can be a little sympathetic to the fact that they weren't there. They didn't know what was going on. Had they had seen something or, you know, a video or anything, I'm sure they would have went.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole Kelly cracking a beer, sitting there chugging a beer while Heather's telling them about it, I think if I had heard that, it would definitely negate the severity to me as well. Like, if you're, to me, it almost did anyway while we were watching that. I kind of thought, well, how traumatized can Kelly be? Or she's sitting there drinking a Corona.
Yeah.
You know? But if I wouldn't have been there and just heard that over the phone, that I would have probably felt the same way that Megan did.
Yeah.
I disagree a little bit. Number one about Kelly.
That's okay.
I know. Yeah, girl, good. That's what I'm here for.
Exactly. That makes the show good.
That's what I'm here for.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. In terms of Kelly drinking the beer, I've got to say, I kind of get it. Like, in a moment where you're, like, frazzled or shocked, your nerves are crazy, and sometimes you just need to breathe and take a drink and just get yourself together, because, I mean, it was hot, they were dusty, maybe that was the first thing she reached for, it was just the beer. I mean, that, to me, would do nothing for the severity of it, as far as I'm concerned. Now, in terms of Shannon and Megan's, I don't know, conveyance of the severity. I think that the only thing getting in the way is their dislike for Vicky. Mm-hmm. Had this been Heather or any one of the other girls that was airlifted, they would have said, oh my God, airlifted? Oh my God, what can we do? How can we get there fast enough? Like, this is crazy. But the fact that it was Vicky, they go, oh, airlifted? That doesn't sound too serious. She was airlifted. Like, I don't care what you think it is. Someone being airlifted is a big deal.
And on that same note, they were looking at the picture on the phone, and Shannon says, oh, it couldn't have been that bad if you were taking selfies.
Which, by the way, it wasn't a selfie. No. I feel like she needs
Vicky
to...
Vicky was, like, on the floor over there. And Shannon's like, selfie?
Yeah. And they pushed in, you know? They tapped into that picture, too. And it was such an... I mean, it's such a terrible photo to have out there, too. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so who took that photo?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, because
that's
a selfie, Shannon, is when people use their phone out like
Thomas
this with their hand. And that was not a selfie. No. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the picture could have even been taken and sent to, like, Rihanna to say, like, hey, this happened to your mom. It's, you know, this is really what it is. This is a picture of her getting airlifted or something. I mean, I could see that. I could see Brianna maybe even, you know,
forwarding the picture.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know,
it wasn't a photo
maybe
shoot.
Production had to take it for legal purposes.
Who knows? Yeah.
Totally.
Well, back at camp, Kelly had a complete about face once again, and she went from calling Heather the C word to calling her an angel.
Complete 180.
Yeah. When you put it that way, yeah. I mean, I was like, oh, that was unexpected. But when you put it that way, yeah, wow, that was pretty major.
She's
it
like,
was
I
major.
Misjudged you. I apologize. And Heather doesn't know how to react, of course. Neither did I.
No, I feel like Heather is
when did Kelly become upset with Heather? Wasn't it always the other way around?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, right? Kelly was mocking her, and she's like, remember, she had, oh, the sham. And all that, you know?
I think Kelly's upset was more reactionary. Like, Heather, you know, didn't like the way Kelly was behaving at the little dinner.
That was it.
And then because Heather didn't like that, Kelly said, oh, well, I don't like you not liking me.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I was talking about Kelly strategically planning out with these women. I mean, if you look at when they were at Vicky's house, you have all the women, and now Kelly's part of the crew. So she's really, you know, you need Heather under your belt. And mm-hmm. I honestly, I don't know, that was kind of the most for me, but I feel like Heather's really opening up her doors to her and giving her a shot, so you know.
Well, she seemed pretty genuine when she was saying it, Kelly. She really seemed like a moved woman, and she was just relaying the information. Yeah. I thought it was kind of nice.
We'll see at the reunion.
Yeah, and I want to like Kelly.
Yeah,
so
me
when
too.
When she does things like that, I'm like, see, there it is.
Yeah, I need someone to hate. I need someone.
Yeah.
But so Shannon and Megan call Tamara. Tamara's very serious on the phone, and then they claim, "Well, we didn't really know." They blame the cutting with the beer and all that, cutting down the severity of it all. And Tamara called them out for not going to the hospital. She was very direct, which I liked. And she said, Megan was just not hearing it at all, and so that's when she told her to go to hell. So.
Meanwhile, Shannon is like hiding in the back, like, okay, I'm sorry, Megan, but you have to take the bait for this one.
Yeah.
They were all,
You know, it's interesting.
I love that version of Tamara, though. I miss her.
I do too.
Yeah.
She's coming out a little bit.
That's old school.
Yeah.
Fond memories of Tamara.
Yes.
So I thought it was interesting, though, too, and I wonder if this would have changed anything. So, you know, Heather and Kelly had Megan and Shannon on the phone relaying this information, and it was almost like they were setting up the information and waiting for Shannon or Megan to say, oh, well, what can we do? You know, offer their services, like, yes, let's go to the hospital, let's help Vicky, whatever. I almost wonder if Heather was not receiving that response as soon as she would have liked, if she had then said, well, you know, could you, and like asked the ladies, you know, this happened and it was really bad and we are not in a position to go visit Vicky in the hospital. Could you guys go and do this for us, for our group, for the ladies, whatever? Because she never really like asked. She kind of left it as maybe they would offer, and they never offered. So if she had specifically put it out there, I wonder if that would have changed anything.
Yeah.
And then if they still said, no, Heather, we can't do that, I think it would have made him look even worse, because she would have specifically said.
See, I don't believe that people take hints in life. I think you have to be like you're saying and be very direct. And
especially those ladies.
Yes, judging by how Megan handled the whole MapQuest situation, and she just wants to sit and, you know, be pregnant, I don't think that she's looking to do anything, and she's not going to take a hint. She's not going to even pretend to hear that it's a hint. Yeah. So with her, you have to be very direct. I just think she's that type of person. Like, you can't be like, oh, I could really use a ride. Like, I don't have a car. She's like, all right, I'll see you later. I mean, that's the type of person I think she is.
Yeah.
And that those people exist. But Megan must have saw, like, the Reality T article / heard about it from our news and gossip here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
Because she came over and was, like, all fawning over Vicky. But first, she had to present a lovely candle to Vicky. She had to let her know. And we're opening up a store is being opened up at Fashion Island. But how are you?
I could not take the fakeness.
Yeah, you were not having it.
I had to pause. We were all watching it. I had to pause, and to my people, I said,
yes.
What is happening?
Yes.
What is happening right now?
We had to shush her. It was like a whole big thing,
It was a scene.
Guys, there were four lives in there. Like, Tamara's incredibly reckless. Like,
that was
anything could happen. Like,
my eyeballs almost got stuck facing the back of my head from how hard my eyes were rolling at Megan for her performance. I was just like, where were you a couple days ago when you were so against Vicky and everything that happened? It just, like, I couldn't.
I was kind of disappointed that she went that route, because I wanted her, you know, she had been so firm on her decision to not go, and then for her to just flip the switch like that, and it was so quick.
Yeah.
I felt like some of the viewers are not going to like that side mm-hmm. of her.
And she even told Vicky that Heather treated it like a joke, which is so false.
Yeah,
so
she's false. Just stirring up the pot right there because, you know, she's wheeling in all these people. And again, she wasn't there.
You know, and I wonder where this behavior is coming from for Megan towards Heather, because Heather's been a good friend to Megan so far that we've seen. Mm-hmm. Heather just got done accompanying Megan on her DC speaking trip, and she was so lovely and supportive and helpful and, you know, whatever for her. And then, like, suddenly now Megan is treating mm-hmm. Heather very, I don't know, distastefully, calling mm-hmm. her, you know, immature and almost, you know, like a liar. She was lying about the fact that it was, you know, a serious event. It's like, from yeah. where?
Right.
They were all real friends before. You remember? Yeah. Heather's the one who brought Megan in and Jimmy and the whole thing.
Because Terry and Jimmy are friends, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all very strange. Yeah. I don't yeah. know.
When you said manipulative, Blake, while we were watching, I was yeah. like, oh, you know what? She's right.
Megan's that's totally the Megan from last season. Yeah.
Well, everyone got together at Vicky's house, but Megan had already been there. So then Heather learned of this and she was shocked that she was already there. And then they told Tamara that Megan was saying that she was being reckless. And then Heather made a comment that said, oh, maybe it's reckless getting pregnant.
Yeah. That was a lot of shade.
Yeah.
I didn't see
that coming at all.
I liked it.
Okay, let's read into it, guys.
Yeah, yes.
So I'm thinking, Heather's thinking, your husband doesn't want a baby. He told you he didn't want a baby. You made him have a baby, and that probably wasn't a good idea. Do you guys agree?
Boop.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable that Heather said that out loud.
Yeah, don't come for Heather, because yep. she will definitely come for you.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
There's a lot going
this
on.
This season she will.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, what else? We got to get through this episode. There's so many little things. Shannon, Tamara, and Heather had a little awkward dinner, and Heather was annoyed by Megan there as well, and then kind of Shannon tried to cover her tracks a little bit.
What did they think about that?
Shannon to be mad at Megan. It's like, you know yeah. what? At this point, if you're not going to be mad at Shannon, don't be mad at her for not being mad at Megan.
Right, because
yeah. let's not use Megan as the scapegoat if we're not going to be mad at Shannon.
I totally agree with that. Because, to be fair, Shannon never really reconciled anything with Vicky. She's mm-hmm. still
right.
over here in left field as far as
calling
Vicky's concerned.
Victim.
Exactly. But Megan, on the other hand, has made attempts at friendship. She did go to her birthday event, you know, and she has maybe not, like, you know, promoted this sort of interaction, but she's definitely been along for the ride. She's mm-hmm. received it. She's seemed, to me, she's making it seem like she's friendly with Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to mm-hmm. be interesting to see how Vicky, you know, what her thoughts are, because we're not really hearing her thoughts. She's kind of yeah. just in her little neck brace, just mm-hmm. in kind of just chilling out. But
oh,
it's
going
to be interesting to see what she thinks, especially yeah. playing it back. Imagine watching all this go on yep. TV.
Oh, yes. A reunion.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Yes. Well, so, and it was interesting, too, because Shannon, mm-hmm. Miss Everyone Else is the Victim, was getting upset because Vicky's always the victim, you know, according mm-hmm. to Shannon. And she goes, you know, I think it was the picture of her on the gurney. And yeah. she's like, oh, Vicky's trying to be the victim. Well, this time she was the victim. Like, if this isn't yeah, the yeah. definition of victim, mm-hmm. like, was hurt, is in hospital, airlifted away. Like, yeah. that sounds pretty much like a victim to me.
But she said, oh, well, they checked her out. She didn't do an overnight. That was what she said. She wasn't there overnight.
And then just for 10 hours.
Yeah, by herself.
Terrible.
This is how it is with these women, though. Yeah. Like, they don't let anything go. You have to be on Housewives for at least 3 seasons right. for somebody to come visit you at the hospital. So if you're on for 1 season, no one's coming to visit you.
And you're not that important. You can be on for 10 seasons yes. and still not get a casserole.
Damn.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yes.
In the middle of all this, Shannon even went as far as defending Megan by saying that she's hormonal, she had no ill intent. And it's like, no, Shannon, you're on the wrong side of all this, I think. I mean, I'm sure we have commenters that are on Team Megan as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just happen to all feel this way, and none of us are going to fake it. So we want
to
know
what happened to Miss Charitable Shannon? She got so upset at Megan for making her out to be uncharitable. Well, this was your opportunity for charity. Vicky needed your help. Where was your charity?
She'd probably say, well, I already did that. I tried to help you with Brooks in the past, so I'm done now.
Her charitable quotient was filled.
Yes.
Ooh.
I think that she's afraid to look like a hypocrite. Shannon.
That Shannon is?
Yeah. I feel like she's already made her decision. She's told all the women that she is, you know, standing by, over that she Vicky. Doesn't want to be friends with Vicky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if she were to go to the hospital, I feel like
Which
everybody
is fair.
Was
I caring think that's
about their
totally
image.
Fair.
Yeah.
People can decide not to be friends with people. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Megan's more kind of at fault here than Shannon anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I bet Shannon's
There's no one else to blame, so yeah. let's just say Megan, this is all your fault.
The way Megan conducted herself over the phone and trying to wiggle her way out of it, not once, but twice, and it was just wasn't a good look, so it's easy to put it on her. But she had her, like Thomas mentioned, we were watching her daytime soap opera moment.
Yes, that was a daytime Emmy nominee performance.
Yes.
It was good.
And then Shannon tried to follow up from that by giving the obligatory voicemail. You know, she was like, you know, if you make those phone calls, you're like, please don't pick up. I'll just leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
How many more rings to the voicemail? You know, it's just like, hi, it's very basic. I hope you're okay. Like, you know, thinking of you, bye.
Yeah.
That was protocol, though. So that was nice for her to at least, you know, make that move.
She even said something funny. She had a funny comment. She said that she was like the last jerk to actually call Vicky and check on her or something. So she knows. Yeah. She knows what she's dealing with, I guess.
Well, let's round this out with Heather and Megan's dinner. Megan comes in, she says she's depressed. And then Heather kind of just looks at her and goes, so, I heard you're mad at me. And there it goes. Yeah. So, yeah, what do we want to say about all of this? I mean, it's just like a lot of the blow-by-blow between the two of them. And, you know, Heather looks like she's ready to explode because she's just kind of letting Megan talk. And then they found common ground.
Yeah, it turned around really quickly. We're used to these, like, you know, I thought there was going to be like a to be continued. And it was, that was it. Where everybody apologized. We're moving forward. But as we know, we don't really move forward. So, you know, I was surprised.
Yep.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, it was like very quick.
I didn't expect Megan to kind of like come around that quickly. She seemed very staunch.
She was a little defensive. She even said, well, you had a car there that you took home, so you could have left. And Heather was pretty adamant that she
was
going. That
was pretty rude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one thing.
And Heather had like zero pregnancy sympathy. But we have to remember, Heather, we have to look this up again, but she didn't carry all of her children. She hired surrogates.
I think she did.
At least a few. Not all of them, at least.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
she's admitted
to that. Heather, Heather's like, dude, I know. Don't complain to me. Pregnancy was so bad that I hired someone to do it the next time. Like, she's not getting any. She's not going to pull that card with Heather.
Yeah. That's true.
I am under the impression, I just want to say, we'll have to check on this, Christy, afterwards. I feel like she did carry all of her children, but they were all IVF.
No. She definitely, there was a surrogate situation.
There was.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
but we'll make sure we have the full details for next
right
time.
Right here. Yes. Megan, there you go. Perfect.
Before we wrap this up, I just want to mention how proud Megan was of herself for taking that badge away from Heather and saying that she was theatrical and patronizing, and she finally just said it, and she should have said it a while ago. So she had her moment in the sun. Megan's moment is done, I think, for the season now.
Yeah, that's just a line that she clearly thought of days beforehand.
Yeah, she's
like waiting till interview day. She's like, yes. So wait, what was it again? I took her morality, bad mortality. Okay. Somebody tell me again. Did I write it down? Okay.
Yeah.
Pregnancy brain.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I like Megan, though. I do like
where,
her on the
though?
Show.
Yeah.
I just wonder from where. Like, why did she sort of turn on Heather? I thought they were good friends. And
I think
then now
she needed somebody to point the finger at because, you know, she was feeling attacked, I felt. If everybody's blaming you for something that you're not doing, and clearly she had made up her mind that she wasn't going to go. She wasn't her friend. And then now we're backpedaling because we're starting to see this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I felt like she needed to point the finger at somebody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Heather's the one that told her the information. Not the way she wanted to, I guess.
Right. The messenger. Yeah. She's shooting the messenger.
She is.
Well, let's turn to some news and gossip.
Yes.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, you guys were wondering what Vicky has to say about all of this now. She actually spoke to E! News a few days ago, and she explained that Megan reached out to her after seeing last week's episode. Megan reached out again, apologized again, and said that she would have reacted differently if she'd seen how bad the accident was. She maintains that she didn't get complete information, and Vicky says that she has forgiven Megan, but that Shannon, however, has not asked for forgiveness, but that Shannon continues to bring up the cancer lies. And Vicky says, quote, so we are not in a good place, and I don't really care if I ever see her, meaning Shannon, again. So well, them are fighting words.
There you go.
Meanwhile, Megan got some backlash on social media this week talking about those pregnancy complaints, saying that she's tired with her pregnancy, and some people took her to task on that and were like, deal with it. Some of us have children too. And she said she made a post on Twitter saying that she loves all of her stepchildren, biological and step equally, and that that won't change, but that her bond differs with each child. And for some reason, I thought she worded it fairly eloquently, but for some reason she got really attacked on social media about that, and she explained further. Remember Haley from last season, who we haven't seen now. Her mother passed away, and she says that Megan says that she and Haley are not really in a good place right now. Haley's moved out of the house, and that Haley isn't happy about she and Jimmy's baby. Oh. So that was quite interesting. I know we've all been wondering what's been going on with Haley.
Interesting.
Yeah. And just one more little tidbit. Heather talked to People.com and explained further. She kind of mentioned it tonight, but she said she really had legitimate post-traumatic stress disorder for a few weeks following the accident, that she cried watching it back. Her son's comments really got to her, and that she would wake up in the middle of the night for a long time after feeling her face like fall in the sand. Oh, and that it was the scariest thing that has ever happened to her, and just maintained again that Kelly really got a restart with her, with Heather, after the accident. So interesting to hear where they're all at with it now, considering that this happened
in
April.
It's a great update.
Yeah, totally. Thank you.
Yeah, yes, you're very welcome. You.
Well, let's take a look forward and predict what's coming up next. Next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I am so excited.
Shannon's back in the spotlight next week.
I know. Just when she was just like, I'm out of the spotlight. It's all going to be not about me anymore. We're now seeing, you know, what is it? David's
mother and sister.
Yeah, I didn't know that they had beef like that.
No.
This was such a revelation.
Yeah,
the fact that she hit it makes me think it's even more beefy than what we saw in this preview.
Yeah, she couldn't control herself in that. You know, everybody was all there. And you know when Shannon can kind of, you know, take it down a notch, she couldn't help herself.
Yep.
So
another storm out, which reminded me of the one at the Lizzie's house, right?
Yes.
The one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a scene for sure. And the mom and the sister are there, and they're, like, spreading smack around with all the other ladies, which was, like, just amazing. Anyway, and we're so excited. Yeah. We can't wait. And then Shannon and David are having it out, like, in the middle of the crowd. I don't know. I can't wait.
I think
you did say the vow renewal was the beginning of the end, right?
I did say it.
Well, they had accused her of pushing her to... That's a huge accusation that she had pushed her to...
Push him.
Yeah, pushed him to cheat. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And the ladies are going to get all involved again, and this is definitely going to cause some new rifts, I think, between Shannon and the ladies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, there's lots to see.
OC's been bringing it this season.
This episode, they could have stretched all these one-on-ones and these phone calls out over, like, oh, now this one's going to go meet with this one, and these two are going to go and talk about it over here, and then they're going to confront Vicky, and then they could have really stretched
this
out.
This could have been like a six-episode series.
Any of the other franchises, I feel like it would have been.
Yes.
Because there's more drama happening on this OC season than any other franchise season, and they can put all this into one episode because there's so much more coming. Right?
They're like, we're going to show you after Buzz or something to talk about.
The other cities have to milk it.
And they have those 2-minute or like those 20-second clips to like fill in just because there's nothing going on.
Yep. Oh yeah, there's no room for that on the show. Yes, if only Jersey would take some notes. Well, speaking of New Jersey, you can catch me on the AfterBuzz After Show for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. You guys can find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, and Grant's Rants Hollywood Live on BidChat, BidChat. Check it out. It's online and on an app. Christy, where can we find you?
Well, I would love it if people would reach out to me on Twitter and Instagram at Christy Reports. And please also check out X-Pac 12360, our brand new podcast with former WWE star Sean Waltman right here at AfterBuzz TV on Wednesday.
Ooh.
You guys can find me at Thomas Rulina on my Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. And also Sunday nights, I do the Robin China show, so definitely check that out as well.
Yay!
That sounds so exciting.
It's so fun.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
Megan, I hope this show wasn't too long for you. We'll be back next week with a whole new episode to break down here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yay!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.